And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And actually, you tuned in today because you want to get to the donation line, and I will tell you the number of that is 416-946-7800. If you want to call us up toll-free, it's 1-888-204-8976. I love this fact that, you know, that 888. I assume we got somebody listening to us in Hong Kong, you know, some such place. So feel free to turn over what it is. All that money that you were putting in Panama, you may as well split that with us, and we'll keep the revenuers off your back. This is the Taylor Report. And by the way, you often hear the voice of Phil Conlon, but he pulled a stunt on us. He went and got employed, and that, you know, that took all the fun out of it. He'll be on periodically, and of course you hear Phil on Wednesdays, and I hope you're supporting that show, The Classical Underground, 6 to 8 o'clock. A terrific, like so many shows here at CIUT, really good broadcasting. Go to CIUT, by the way, if you're listening to us on the internet. You can go to CIUT.fm and Sound of Your City. These are places you can go to. Love your radio. And you just fill out a form there and get it all done. It's all very efficient. You won't see any papers, won't knock down any trees in order to do this thing. And we know you do support community radio. You understand how important it is. Just to show you, to illustrate, we had on this show just a few weeks ago David Barsamian, who's one of the great champions of alternative radio, and showing again the importance, but particularly for his country, the benighted areas to the south, now threatened by the presidency of either Hillary or Donald Trump. Oh, boy, what a happy picture that is. But David Barsamian is, of course, from Denver, Colorado. Maybe it's the altitude, but they seem to be a little clearer and understand things in Denver. He, of course, provides interviews with thinkers that Americans really need to hear from, such as Noam Chomsky. It was David Barsamian's series of interviews years ago with Noam Chomsky turned into a very valuable book. But again, it's alternative radio. And now here, of course, it's not so surprising. Even CBC occasionally will talk to Noam Chomsky. But within the United States, he is not a welcome figure on the major networks. So you do understand that a type of negative list exists where they say, well, we don't want to hear from him. We don't want to hear from Ralph Nader if we can avoid it. That's the stance taken by mainstream radio. But that is not the stance taken by alternative radio and by CIUT. And I mentioned Ralph Nader. We spoke to Ralph Nader on this show, and I know you appreciate it. And speaking of appreciation, our donation line is 416-946-7800, and you can call us up toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. I'll tell you a story. We interviewed Ralph Nader, and just, again, to show how strange and bizarre North American politics, but particularly U.S. politics is, here's a wonderful guy who saved many lives. By the way, all his fight for safety in automobiles, you can measure it on the lives. It's into the millions by Nader's fighting for safety belts and seat belts, making mandatory and that kind of thing. And so he ran for president of the United States because they said, we need somebody who doesn't belong to the corporations. And so he ran as a candidate of the people. He said he wouldn't take any corporate money. And Michael Moore and Bill Maher, but particularly Michael Moore, supported him the first time he made a serious run for the presidency. But that year, the vote was very tight, and Bush ended up defeating Gore on, as you know, the stolen election of from the state of Florida. And the Democratic Party decided to go into high gear to attack anybody who would challenge the what they call the duopoly, the two-party system of the U.S. And so they decided that the villain of the that U.S. election had to be Ralph Nader because it robbed the people of the chance to have Al Gore. In fact, of course, the villain was the United States Supreme Court. They chose to interrupt the recount where they were trying to establish the total votes, which, incidentally, Al Gore won. But nonetheless, they created such a paranoia and so much hostility to this wonderful figure, Ralph Nader, that he appeared on a program, the Daily Show with Jon Stewart. I think it was the Jon Stewart Show. And while he was there to be interviewed, from the wings, they brought in Bill Maher and Michael Moore, who both got down on their hands and knees and made a little begging sign and said, please don't run again for president. Don't prevent us, you know, from supporting. And by the way, who were they supporting? John Kerry. This was, Americans were supposed to just fall all over themselves to vote for John Kerry. And I thought it was a humiliating moment. By the way, if all across America they had alternative radio, silly events like this wouldn't happen, such as that one. But we were able on the Taylor Report to interview years later Ralph Nader, and gave me an opportunity to say, dear Mr. Nader, did those two gentlemen ever apologize to you for making such fools of themselves? And he said, of course not. They didn't. Nader always stays by his principles, and therefore all of us have benefited from his work. These other folks kind of hop around, and most of them try to outsmart mainstream media, and they can't figure out why they don't. And the simple answer is mainstream media belongs to certain people who are not at all interested in their little programs. And so when they choose to make them all go silent, that's what happens. And when that does happen, you have to have alternative radio. You have to have people who are broadcasting and do talk to the Noam Chomskys and to the Ralph Naders. And by the way, the Taylor Report, we got a whole stack of people we talk to that nobody talks to. And I know you're glad of that. And so I'm going to interrupt myself and say 416-946-7800, which is what I should have said the first time. 416-946-7800. Call us up. Support CIUT, all the great programming and alternative radio. And if you are from Pittsburgh or Bakersfield, this is a shout-out from Merle. We just lost Merle Haggard. If you're in Bakersfield or if you are in Hong Kong, call us 1-888-204-8976. That's 888-204-8976. And, of course, you could do it online. Just go to CIUT.fm. When you get to there, they will direct you very simply to where to click and do turn over your money to the CIUT. You can buy the station if you want. I mean, just put up a ton. If it's any of you guys who've been hiding your money in Panama, and they're going to find it now. You may as well give it to us. And I would suggest it. By the way, I hope people are noticing that Panama is not the only place to hide money. The state of Nevada is quite happy to take your money and not mention where they got it. And sometimes they'll take it in large envelopes, actually. That's a funny thing about bankers. Woody Guthrie once said, some people can rob you with a pistol, and other people rob you with a fountain pen. The bankers are in the latter category. This is the Taylor Report, and we are soliciting your support for CIUT. And go to CIUT.fm and make a pledge, or you can go to, of course, phone us up at 416-946-7800, and you can call us toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. I'll tell you some things that you can. But we're not big on prizes because we know you support, you love your station, and you love all the programming at CIUT, so you're really not looking for prizes. But what the heck, the management has been kind enough to give them to you anyway. So I'm going to tell you something. Over $25, you receive tax receipts. And for a donation of $89.50, $89.50, You get you a membership to CIUT. It'll get you a membership card. It's very important to have something like that. You know, you go to where there's a long lineup, just show them your CIUT card. They'll run you right up to the front of the line, I guarantee. And then there's the entry into the grand prize. You hit grand prize country when you get to 8950. And then you get and you still get a tax receipt, no matter how high you go here. Free entry to CIUT party. You can walk in free to the CIUT party, which is going to be a lively event, and that's going to be April 28 at the Transact. So if you want to get in the door, and particularly with respect from everybody in the room, make sure you donate $89.50 or more to CIUT and call us up at 416-946-7800. And if you're out of town, 888-204-8976. Of course, you can do it at CIUT.fm. And for $150+, you get a membership to CIUT, and you get the card again, and you get into the grand prize draw, and you get a 2016 CIUT Spring Campaign T-shirt. That's about the price of a T-shirt now. Once upon a time, T-shirt, you were embarrassed to have one. Now, who can afford one? But anyway, you get a tax receipt and a free entry, of course, to the Transact party on April the 28th. I'm starting to get excited here. $200 will get you a membership card, two entries into the grand prize draw, two 2016 Spring Campaign T-shirt, a Watts certificate. What? And that comes out. That'll be sent by email. Tax receipt and a free entry to the CIUT party. Now, if you're in the $200 category, they will escort you in. That's my guess. So, by the way, it's a good-looking shirt. You're listening to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. And you can call us, 416-946-7800. That's the donation line. Toll free at 1-888-204-8976. And, of course, there's CIUT.fm. Now, listen, I told you earlier, poor old Merle has he called a friend of his a week before he died, and he said, I got a new song. He said, well, what is it? He said, The Perfect Escape. I don't know if people know about this. Merle Haggard, one of the major singers in America. And when I say singer, I'm not talking about only country. Very widely respected, and he was national public radio. It played him up. They had to have a special thing for him. I was saying that he got a call from he called a guy and said it's a perfect escape. It turned out that Merle was quite aware that he was going to pass away, and he predicted to his family, he said, put me on my tour bus. They put him on his tour bus. And then after about 2 days with people coming and going to see him on his tour bus, he died on his birthday. And I'm going to repeat a line everybody is saying. Died on his birthday sounds like a Merle Haggard song. We're going to play you a Merle Haggard song now, which, to my mind, defines the man and the singer, and it's a tribute to American workers. It's called Mama's Hungry Eyes. And you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM, and after listening to Merle, you understand why you need to have alternative radio. And call us up at 416-946-7800. And from out of town, 1-888-204-8976. And, of course, if you're all sitting there in Stockton and looking at your CIUT internet, CIUT.fm, and you can make a donation, become a member. And, hey, somebody special here, Ken Stauer from Across the Universe. How are you doing?
Good.
Yes. He's here from Across the Universe.
From Across the Universe. Indeed. Well, first, I just want to let people know we have some numbers. We would love them to call and show their support for the Taylor Report, and they are 416-946-7800, toll-free 1-888-204-8976. You can also donate online at CIUT.fm. But we'd love to speak with you, and we have four people that are waiting out in the donation room right now, waiting to take your call and your donation. 416-946-7800. Our overall station goal for this campaign, Phil, is $60,000.
We can do that.
And right now, and we're only into the 10th hour of this campaign, and we're sitting at around the $8,000 mark. So that's fantastic. Great support coming in already, but we need to keep it going, that momentum. Monday is the hardest day because this is the day where we begin to kick things into gear, and it takes a little while to get everything running the way we'd like to see it. But so far, our listeners have really supported the station and have done a great job to this point. So 416-946-7800. But now I want to talk about Phil Taylor. You know, I think one day we're going to have to dedicate some airtime to delve into Phil Taylor's background, because interesting
man. Get me arrested.
All kinds of fascinating and interesting stories. But here is a man I've been alongside here at the radio station with Phil Taylor for a couple of decades or more now. And for me, this gentleman is a man who is sharing with you a lifetime of awareness, a lifetime of information and knowledge, and probably the best historical sense of recall of anyone that I know of. And that great sense of recall allows Phil to bring into context the topical stories of the day. There's very few people that I know that can put that all into context the way Phil Taylor does right here on the Taylor Report. And I would love everyone to show that you love your radio, you love CIUT, and that you love what Phil Taylor presents here each and every Monday between 5 and 6 p.m. It's a lifetime of preparedness that allows Phil to come in here to do this show.
Wow.
And 416-946-7800, toll-free, 1-888-204-8976, 416-946-7800. This show, you know, in general does very well during our membership drive campaigns, but we don't take that for granted. But you raise the bar, and our expectations are high from the listeners, and so far it's fantastic.
Well, gee, I really appreciate it. That's very kind. Of course, I lost my sense of memory the moment you said I had one. But, I was something I intended to say, but now I can't remember. I'm going to mention all these great music shows, of which you have one. That is a great title, by the way, Across the Universe, Ken Stauer. That's Sundays at 5 to 8. And The Higher Ground, which I like the names of these shows. The Higher Ground with host Jason Palmer, Thursdays at 8. Classical Underground, we mentioned before, that's our brother Phil Conlon, who snuck off and got a job on us. But he nonetheless, he does come in and does terrific work. And the Folk Song Hour of Mike Todd. Hey, don't you think folk music is – folk and country are kind of working on each other again.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a time they were working off each – and it was very productive. I just saw Marty Stewart, who has got to be as good as they get, a bluegrass man.
Yeah.
He officiated at the funeral of Haggard, by the way, on Saturday. And into the conversation about Haggard, he dropped the name Woody Guthrie. Mm-hmm. Now in Nashville, they will zip your mouth up if you say Woody Guthrie. But even the Hag in his last year started talking about that. And of course, we have these wonderful people like Willie Nelson, and of course Waylon Jennings, whom we lost. But there's some good ground there, and the major producers don't always want to go there, but the artists want to go there.
Yeah, I agree. Yes,
and so.
But we do have a
crop. And when they do, the CIUT will pick it up.
Yeah, well, there are a crop of some wonderful new musicians and vocalists coming out of what, for the sake of a terminology, we'll call country. You can call it Americana, whatever you want to call it. But a lot of fantastic, great lyrical storytelling coming right now. I'm listening to a lot of these new country and Americana artists coming out today. It's a great material, and as I said, for me, great storytelling.
Yeah, and CIUT has his ears pricked up and spots it.
Absolutely.
And so that's why you're supporting the station. That's why you want to call us up right now. We'd love to hear from you. You've got these four people just, lonesome and anxious to hear from you. 416-946-7800. That's the donation line if you're a local, but if you're in Hawaii, you can call us at 1-888-204-8976. Hawaii, Windsor, to 1-888-204-8976. You can go to CIUT.FM and, hey, thank goodness for the internet. It's so efficient. You know,
yes.
We don't get those two-penny postcards sent in with your favorite request, which we will do live on the air, partner.
Yeah.
So do call us up, 416-946-7800. This is the Taylor Report, and we're really proud of all of our listeners. They do expect something from us. We work real hard to make sure that when things are going on, we get to it. If we covered Syria, for example. I don't know if anybody else is doing this. We located a couple people, thanks to, by the way, a local peace activist named Eva Bartlett.
Yep.
She found us people living in Syria who were articulate and knowledgeable, and we were able to, using the magic of Skype, all these new things, little accessories that exist, we were able to talk to someone and say, we heard there was a bombing over here. We heard that the armies are moving in your neighborhood. And tell us the news.
Yep.
And as far as I know, we're the only ones doing it.
Well, that's a good illustration for me of the power of radio, what it can deliver. And for me, radio still has the ability for those who are operating and running the radio stations take advantage of it. The most immediate media is radio.
Yeah.
And we illustrate that all the time. I'm not one of those doom and gloom people about where is radio going. Terrestrial radio is going to be around here for a long time. However, you know, at the same time, what we're doing here at CIUT and what is important to do is the retooling and in some cases the redefining of what we're doing and what we're delivering in terms of content. And we listen to our listeners. They've passed along all kinds of wonderful suggestions and advice over the years, and we do listen.
Yeah.
We have this niche audience, and I was saying earlier to Steve Freeman, I said, and what is wrong with that? Because the one very positive thing about it for me is that our listeners tune in to listen to a show.
Yeah.
In general, when people listen to the private radio sector, there's a lack of loyalty, and they're punching those buttons or turning the knobs, and they're going from one station to another all over the place. Here, people know at 5 o'clock, it's the Taylor Report. They come to CIUT, and they listen to the Taylor Report for the whole hour, which is fantastic. So great show, and I'm going to step out and help to answer some phones right now, too. But just before I exit, I would love you to call 416-946-7800, toll-free 1-888-204-8976. Help us reach our goal of $60,000 for the Spring, the Sound of Your City membership drive. Love your radio, CIUT. Please make that donation today. And thank you in advance.
Well, and thanks, Kent Tower, who's the chief wrangler here of membership. And we are proud of what we get on the air, and we do work very, very hard at it. And by the way, we want your help. We're humble enough to say, listen, you got a good idea. Tell us. I have to say, I think I'm about 8 out of 10 on suggestions. When somebody tells me to shape up or chase this story or how come I don't ever talk to so-and-so, and I get down and try to do it. But I'll play a little more music just because that's how fond I am of the listeners. I want you to know that we've been supporting Black Lives Matter, which is a very important movement, and we admire all of them, all the leaders of that movement, very courageous people, and doing outstanding work. And we've had them on the show, and this issue of I'm going to tie it in with the this guy Merle Haggard, because Haggard did something really important in the struggle to end racism in America. He understood he's from a part of the world, and he represents a kind of music that it tends to be associated with. I won't say associated. It tends to have an issue because people from the South, Southwest, there's been some in that category who've done some pretty irresponsible things, particularly in with their songs and whatnot. But Merle, you need to know, wrote two songs. He's famous for a song called Okie from Muskogee, which at this point has become a kind of satirical song. The joke is it ended up, but it was a song people regarded as pro-war in the 1960s. And I'm happy to tell you that in his by autobiography and in recent interviews, he said, when I wrote that song, I was as dumb as a rock. And he said, people told me I was, I got a lot of criticism. And he said, I used to reject it. Now he said, I agree. He said, as a matter of fact, the people who were telling me were smarter than I was. An important detail, he also wrote a song at the same time called Irma Jackson. And it's a story about interracial love. And when he sang the song, when he wrote it, he recorded it, his record company chose not to release it against his wishes because they thought it would be bad for business. They didn't want him singing about interracial relations. And so we had to find out about it years later when he said that's what they did. They interfered with me as an artist. And you don't want to interfere with Merle Haggard because that's you will end up, as he said in another song, walking on the fighting side of him. He by the end of his days, he was very tight with Willie Nelson, who's about as good as it gets, a gold standard for outstanding citizen. He's supporting Bernie Sanders, by the way. But I want you to hear Irma Jackson because everybody heard that other song. They haven't heard this one, so we're going to play it. Taylor Report, CIUT, 89.5 FM. Hey, call us up, 416-946-7800 and toll free at 888-204-8976. And, of course, you can do it online, CIUT.FM. That is really efficient, I've found. I think that the Internet has done a lot to help keep the station afloat, frankly. I know it keeps me afloat. Since you can do so many things, but particularly in producing, when you're looking for somebody to interview and all that, it used to be really hard labor to find folks. But you know, the Internet, not only are they there, they're kind of waving at you. I'm over here, and just call me and write me. People are glad to be found and to be able to be talked to. I just want to remind you, we have some great friends of this program and of the station. I think of Ted Schmidt. Has this terrific book, Never Neutral. He was in to talk to us, telling us about the – when we had the shift and got ourselves a brand new pope, and it turned out to be the left of everybody but Bernie Sanders. You heard about that the pope is said he'd like to talk to Bernie. He didn't make a list of other American politicians because he hadn't heard from them what he was hoping to hear. A lot of people think, well, the pope's job is to go off and tell the third world or – the former colonial world, how to do things. And the Pope seems to have it figured out. He thinks you're supposed to talk to the richest people and ask them how come they don't do the right thing by others. Anyway, we had Ted Schmidt here. He has a great website, theologyinthevineyard.wordpress.com, and came in to tell us about this new Pope. By the way, there's a good joke about it. You heard that... They asked, this is a joke, that why didn't he invite Hillary to come visit the Vatican? And he said, well, they wanted to invite her, but they couldn't afford her. Fees are too high. Just to tell you, we have Zafar Bengash quite frequently as a guest. And Zafar Bengash is an authority on the Middle East and an authority on Islam. And he is a strong anti-imperialist, a strong anti-colonialist, and knows his stuff. And so people know, listening to CIUT, listening to Taylor Report, when something happens, such as the liberation of the city of Palmyra, where the bad guys were finally crushed and driven out and a World Heritage Site was saved, we were able to have Zafar on to talk about that. And also... And that's why you want to call us up at 416-946-7800. Keep people like Zafar keeping you informed. And Taylor Report is your vehicle for doing that. And it's 1-888-204 from if you're out of town. You don't have to – not going to cost you one thin dime. 1-888-204-8976 to call us up. Support your station, CIUT.FM. Please – If when you do give that bundle of dough, mention the Taylor Report. Not that you have to, but we'd appreciate it. And somebody else that we have on regularly that I think does an outstanding job is a Marxist writer, Stephen Gowans, who is able to tell us about such things as a topic that is, and which is really, in our culture, we're only permitted to make fun or make faces or pretend we know all about it, which is North Korea. They recently tested some weapons, the world said, oh, my goodness, this, and speaks of them almost as if they represent some sort of devil. And Gowans reminds us that one half of Korea is occupied by the United States Army, and that they arrived there in 1945 and they never went home. And he also pointed out that in times of when there is a crisis on the Korean Peninsula, the commanding officer of the South Korean Army is a U.S. general. It is not a Korean general. So which one of us is all messed up, I guess, is the point of that discussion. And Steve Gowans is our guest. And I know many people do tune in, hoping to get his views. He's, of course, he appears in international media and seen elsewhere. I can guarantee you they do not interview him on any U.S. stations. Well, maybe someone like, I'm thinking KPFA might do it in Berkeley, Pacifica Radio. Pacifica Radio, by the way, one of the great institutions, was founded by conscientious objectors who actually were conscientious and lived by it. And boy, has American culture benefited to the extent that that alternative radio is available to people. So here I am celebrating the idea, and I know you do too. And so call us up at 416-946-7800. Become a member of CIUT. Come over to the Transact Club on, I think it's the 28th, and you'll be a star of the place. And you can get us on the, if call in toll free at 1-888-204-8976. And of course, if you can just go on the internet, as simple as can be, CIUT.fm, and become a member. I want to mention a name I always mention when we do fundraising, because she was a very good friend of the show, passed away years ago. But she, an artist and a union leader, Karen Snooks, very good friend of the show, used to phone us up, and we really miss hearing from her. But we don't forget our friends. And I know that her husband, Ron, always makes a supports us, and without even going out and looking at the names, I know that Ron's name is there, Ron Meswak. And Karen was a great artist. I keep promising I'm going to get this done. She had some really nice work. We're going to post it somewhere. We have a website, taylor-report.com. We'll make sure we post it there. And a name also that we always remember is Peter Leibovich, who NDP is going through, as you all know, great travail at the moment. He was one of the steady figures who always reminded them, we're supposed to be a socialist party. We're supposed to be opposed to NATO. We're supposed to be opposed to colonialism and imperialism as part of who we are as social democrats. And, you know, if you're the guy who has a conscience, and Peter Leibovich was a conscience, he can make all those other people mighty uncomfortable. He died some years back now, and you should have seen the turnout at his funeral, and almost all the people there of some prominence in NDP came and said, you know, Peter was right. Peter was right about this, and Peter was right about that. And we should have done what Peter told us. Hey, here's something that Peter always told everybody: support alternative radio and support CIUT. And I'm going to bring his spirit in, and I know he would have supported the Taylor Report. He used to help us out. He used to be one of our favorite guests. So call us up at 416-946-7800. Follow the leadership of people like Karen Snooks and Peter Leibovich. 416-946-7800. I know one guy who, an old-time trade unionist, and been at every demonstration that counted. Stan Babbitt is backing us. And if you've got Stan with you, you know you're doing the right thing. Call us from out of town at 1-888, and the town is Toronto. If you're from out of town, 1-888-204-8976. We have also, I say the most efficient way is CIUT.fm. Go to that site, And make sure, you know, when after you've entered all that fortune that you're going to give it to the station, that say the Taylor Report. That's a show you're going to support. And we have all these other great shows as well, and we love them all. But right now we're trying to collect for the Taylor Report. A while ago I said Michael Moore. Michael Moore is backing Bernie Sanders. Good for Michael. Michael's kind of like a guy driving along over the years. He zigzags, and sometimes he goes off the road. Sometimes he seems to be asleep, but he usually gets right back up there. So he's fighting right now for Bernie Sanders. He made a great movie called Capitalism, A Love Story, and he did something brilliant. He asked Merle Haggard to write him a song or sing him a song that would be appropriate to this satirical film called Capitalism, A Love Story. So he asked Merle to speculate on what Jesus Christ would think of capitalism, or maybe I should put it this way, what would the capitalist think of Jesus? So we're going to play this by Merle Haggard, and he did this for Michael Moore. Merle Haggard. Didn't know he sang that, did you? Your mama didn't tell you that he sang that one. And good for Michael Moore to get him to do it, too. Now, they're listening, of course, to Taylor Report. This is our special edition. This is your favorite show, and you get to do it, you know, twice a year just because you want to. That's because you want to support alternative radio, and the number is 416-946. I'm getting in the way. I want you to know, 946-7800. Call up, become a member, and you get to go to the Transact Dance. 888-204-8976. And, of course, you go to CIUT.FM. I want to tell you, we did some broadcasts, a lot of shows we're so proud of, and it makes it, I know the reason you do support. We had the Cuban five men who stood up, when I say stood up, they went to work to fight terrorism against their country, not with weapons, but in order to identify people who were trying to organize assaults on the island of Cuba. As a result, they got very long. They were arrested in the United States. They were 15 years in prison for Gerardo Hernandez, for example. We had Gerardo's wife here in the studio as our guest. And at one time, about 2 years, 3 years back, we had all of the wives here at our studio downstairs in order to accommodate them to talk. And at that time, we really did not believe or think it was possible that they would win their freedom, because America is known for its prisons. Nobody has prisons like they do. They set the world record for all types of prisons, indoor, outdoor, below the earth. And they even parked one on Cuba. And I like that the President of the United States went to Cuba to lecture Cuba about freedom. And they said, do you mind giving us, Guantanamo back, that place where you're illegally holding people from all over the earth and not giving them trials? And your American people are so scared of those guys that you put them on Cuba because the Americans don't want to put them in a prison inside the U.S. Talk about a scared rabbit. At any rate, it didn't look very positive, but because of the international effort by so many people, but particularly people who listen to stations like CIUT, they were released. And we're very proud of the fact that we had Adriana Hernandez, wife of Gerardo, and Gerardo was here a couple of now it's been a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And my gosh, the place was full. And let me tell you, that was the Steelworkers Hall on Cecil Street, and crammed with people. And Gerardo found himself standing in front of the steel, a national conference of the steelworkers in Canada. Hey, this is a pretty special place when that happens. And we made our humble contribution at CIUT when we promoted that. And, of course, most importantly, his wife was here to say Gerardo should be freed. And lo and behold, it happened. I find myself saying, that happened? Because as he said from the stage, he said his lawyers, when he did get released, they came over to him, about five of them, and said, I got to tell you, Gerardo, I didn't think you were ever going to get out, and I'm your lawyer. Call us up at 416-946-7800, toll-free at 1-888-204-8976, and make a contribution to CIUT, but do, if you will, mention the Taylor Report, because that's the reason on this is our shift. We're doing the Taylor Report shift, so we for during this shift, we want what's coming to us. And just as soon, you're going to have Indigenous Waves, and that's their shift, and they're going to want their money. So we ask for ours, and you make sure you give them theirs. 416-946-7800, and it's toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. I want to tell you also, again, the kind of programming. We had Keith Bolander, who wrote two terrific books explaining about this situation with Cuba and the United States. And, you know, he did something which it's so touching because he went to the families of the whose loved ones had been killed in a plane that a terrorist had put a bomb on in 1976. That man who put that bomb on that plane, arranged for it, is living free in Miami today. And, you know, we put up a number, you know, if you get the total number of people killed, I think it was 73 people. But Keith Bolander spoke to the families so that it's not a number, it's a human being. And many, and the pain rippled away from that loss of life. And he tells about the thoughts of those people. And you find it in his book. And another individual we had on the show who is a very important author, black author, Ishmael Reed, he talked about this wonderful, I shouldn't say it's regarded as a wonderful musical, but he's very critical of it, called Hamilton. And again, you get it because you're listening to alternative radio, you're listening to the Taylor Report. Ishmael Reed isn't asked to tell people why he, as a black poet and playwright, does not like the production of Hamilton, but we liked what Ishmael Reed had to say, and we had him on to explain that. If you're listening to Ishmael Reed, you're keeping really important company. He also wrote a very, to my mind, truthful account of the life of Muhammad Ali. And again, that's published by Baraka Books, and Baraka Books has been on here a number of times. But listen, Ishmael Reed has won prizes as a playwright, as a novelist, as a poet, as a musician, as an authority on jazz, etc. But they didn't want him on the air talking about Muhammad Ali. They didn't. The American publishers all turned him down. They said, "Oh no, they didn't want to do that book." So he did do it. And it was a Canadian publisher, Baraka Books. And so we said, hey, we want to talk to Ishmael Reed. That's why I do think you want to support CIUT, and you do want to support the Taylor Report. And I'm getting in my own way because I'm supposed to tell you, call us up at 416-946-7800 and call us also toll-free, 1-888-204-8976. That's if you're out of town. I guess you could do it even if you're local just to show off. But anyhow, 416-946-7800, and then out of town, 1-888-204-8976. Of course, you can always go to CIUT.fm, and you go click, click, much better than I can, and you'll get it done. I told you before, also, we support Black Lives Matter. And I'll tell you a little joke. Can you imagine one of the women who leads Black Lives Matter had a funny little tweet, and the whole city just falls down and says, oh, that's terrible. The woman said something mean about white people, and I can't do that. And I want to remind you, this is a city of Rob Ford. Hey, listen, we've broken all the rules. The windows have all been broken. We had a mayor urinating in a park, so we don't need to get all excited. If the woman tweeted something interesting, it's hard to be interesting in this world. She did it. And And she's done such great work. And Black Lives Matter is changing this city. It really is changing. They can, all those police chiefs and mayors can keep a straight face and pretend they're not going to change. They're going to change, buddy. They're going to have to change. And it's owing to them. And we're really glad we had them on the show. Which is, and we're glad that we have alternative radio to do it. That's why you got to call us up, 416-946-7800. And call us at 1-888-204-8976. If you want to do it and while we're still on the air, you've got about 2 minutes, so you better hustle. If you were going to finish that coffee, just put the coffee aside. You can always put it in and warm it up later on. And look at all these people here. We had Tim Anderson from Australia, and he's written a book called The Dirty War in Syria. Eve Engler, one of the if we have an outstanding muckraking journalist, it is Eve Engler. And if we're known around the world for such a person, again, I'm going to tell you, it is Eve Engler. And we've had him on several times, and we look forward to talking to him in the future. And a name like Keith Ellis, the poet, who really has some important history to tell us. And Glenn Ford, these are names. I just want to give you an idea of what you get here. So I think we're just about done with this thing. This is Phil Taylor. It is the Taylor Report. And you want to call us up at 416-946-7800, 1-888-204-8976, CIUT.FM. And if it wasn't for Hanny and Charlotte, I wouldn't be able to do a damn thing. So we'll hope you be with us next week.
No other genre of music has had such a profound impact on rock and roll like the blues has. A to Z Blues on CIUT lets you time travel and listen to the early greats.